This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The G7 richest nations have reached a landmark deal to squeeze tax havens and back a minimum global corporate tax of 15% to end what the United States called a race to the bottom on global taxation. We get details from AP's Julie Walker.
Finance ministers also endorsed proposals to make the world's biggest companies pay taxes in countries where they have lots of sales but no physical headquarters. That includes U.S.-based tech giants. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says it provides momentum for a global deal to end a race to the bottom in corporate taxation.
It's led to a system in which corporate taxation plays a diminishing role in financing governments in the U.S. and around the world, and more of the burden has been falling on workers.
Countries, especially the U.S., have been grappling for years with how to deter companies from legally avoiding paying taxes by assigning profits to subsidiaries in tax havens. I'm Julie Walker.
Thousands of Hungarians demonstrated in Budapest Saturday against a plan by Prime Minister Viktor Orban's government to build a campus of a top Chinese university in the city. Around 10,000 people marched through the Hungarian capital to protest the proposed Fudan University campus, which is scheduled for completion in 2024. According to a deal signed between Hungary and the Shanghai-based university's president, the campus, its first in Europe, would be a 500,000-square-meter complex. But the sprawling project has fed unease about Hungary's diplomatic tilt from west to east and its soaring indebtedness to China, and has sparked a diplomatic spat between Beijing and Budapest's liberal mayor.